Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Church. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Chapter 13, and we're going to look at verses 31 through 35. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me. And just as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you also, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you love and if you have that love for one another." The supper's finished. Time to start headed to the cross. They'll get to the cross by going from here to the Garden of Gethsemane. But now what he says, it is time to go to the cross. "And there I'll be lifted up. I'll draw all men to myself. And when I'm lifted up, also, God is going to be glorified in me. And God will glorify me." Now, how will God glorify him? As Jesus is humbled to the point of death, even death on a cross and a burial, death between two criminals, burial in a borrowed tomb, then God will highly exalt him and glorify him, raise him from the dead, declare the atonement satisfied the justice of God, and after a glorious 40 days of seminar ministry, he'll ascend to heaven, and there he will be ascended until he comes again. And he, when he goes to the cross, in his humiliation, will glorify the Father. So the Father will glorify his Son, who humbles himself to glorify the Father by saving those whom the Father has given to him. And then he says, "Now I'm going to be with you just a little while, and you're going to seek me, but you can't come where I am going. First of all, I'm going to go to the cross. You don't want to come there. Secondly, I'm going to go into the heavens, and then I will lead you as a host of captives, ascending in triumph. And then I will bring you to be with myself. And I want you to know, you can't go where I'm going, to the cross, to the grave, and then ascended as the Messiah. But I'll tell you what you will do. I'll give you eternal life, and you will then, by me, be brought to be with me. But in the meantime, what I want you to do, I want you to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples." My brothers and sisters, please do not let Satan work his way into your heart, your soul, into your family, into the church family. Now, I know we got to stand for truth and sometimes you got to deal with sin, but all the time, let all that you do be done in love. Humble ourselves. It's not about us. It's about Jesus. And if we have to deal with things, we deal with them the way the Bible tells us to. We follow the biblical processes. If your brother sins, you go to him. You do all of those things. Whatever we do, we don't slander. We don't gossip. Here's what we do. We love one another. Jesus says, "By this, all men will know that you're my disciples." Did you know it won't be many days till that very promise will be seen? In fact, it'll say of the church in Jerusalem, they marveled at how much they loved one another. The same John, the extra-biblical historians tell us at the end of his life, while he is the bishop of Ephesus and the surrounding churches in Asia Minor, they tell us that he is actually carried on a cot in his old age, there to the church at Ephesus. And there he could hardly speak, he couldn't even stand. And all of the church gathered around him. And this is what the church historians tell us. He got up on his elbow, and with a faint whisper of a voice, "Love one another." He musters some strength, and he says a second time, "Love one another." Then he musters even more strength, and he finally says, "Love one another." John's last sermon was 3 points. Love one another. Love one another. Love one another. That's what he heard Jesus say when his hour has come, because he knows the preaching of the gospel is amplified as they see those loved by Christ love one another, which then sets us free to love the lost. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.